I thought of that old song this evening as I sat there. I remembered my mother singing that to me a lot. And
Lord, help me, God, we pray.
I thought how vain I felt sitting there and how unworthy I feel to approach this place tonight, and was hoping somehow someone else would step up to the plate. But now that I have come here, I just come to do the will of the Lord, Brother Bill. I don't know what God has in store for me to speak. I'm just a man, and I know my weakness in life, and I see my flesh, and I know the weakness that I have. I don't know where everybody looks at theirself or not and really see how weak they are. And how unworthy that you are in this life. We are, as Paul said, we are by the grace of God. There's no room for boasting. There's no room for setting yourself up high above someone else. We all equal in the eyes of the Lord. I may stand here and speak before you all, but I'm only doing that which is required of me. And you must do what's required of you. And but whatever God bids you to do, the Bible says to do it with all your strength. With everything in you, do it with everything in you. And so tonight, I just want to do the will of the Lord with everything in me tonight. And I feel I fall short of that, brethren. Don't look at me like I don't fall short or I'm always worthy. I'm not, Brother Greg. I know my weakness in life, and I know that I can't do nothing without the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd tonight, and only in Him will I not want. He leads me through this valley of shadow of death, and yet I fear no evil because the Lord is always there. He's a rock in a weary land, and He's a shelter in the times of these storms. And I don't know whether you watch the news or not. Do you realize how bad a shape this whole world is in? Do you realize today that all these things must come to pass? Do you realize the night that evil men and evildoers was going to wax worse and worse even unto the end? And I don't know when the end's going to come, but I declare today, and I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. He's got my life in His hands, and He's got the world in His hands tonight. And if we endure until tomorrow comes, it'll be by the grace of God. And I thank Him tonight, and I praise Him tonight for His great grace tonight that He has given to us. And Paul said it like this, Brother Kenny, I'm just going to move along and follow the Lord. I don't know where to go, which way to turn. And I listened tonight, brethren. The Bible says that the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that the nine ungodliness and worldly lust that we should live soberly and righteously right here in this present world, ever looking unto Jesus, why the author and the finisher of our faith. Listen, so the night we see that the grace of God has appeared unto all men. Listen tonight, and I'm glad, brethren. One night when I was just a young man, that the grace of God appeared unto me and taught me what I was by nature and what I must be by the grace of God. So tonight, brethren, it's not a works, lest any man should boast, but it's all of. It's of the grace of God. Brethren, tonight, if we've been born again, it's not of works of any man's doings tonight, but it's by the works of Jesus Christ. It's of His righteous work that we can have access into the grace of God. Brethren, whereby we stand tonight. Therefore, standing, brethren, stand, taking on the whole armor of God, which He will give unto each and every one that will come to the grace of God tonight. God's got an armor to put upon you, brethren, tonight. And why do you have an armor? We got a battle to fight, brethren. We're in a battle tonight. Not of flesh, not of blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places tonight. Brethren, my warfare tonight is not carnal, but it's mighty through God, pulling down of the strongholds that Satan has tonight. And if I can pull down a stronghold, let me, by the grace of God, pull down the foundations of Satan, that he is deceiving man, Brother Kenny, on every hand, deceiving and going about, being deceived tonight, brethren tonight, and then tonight, brethren, I listen tonight, God, God has got a foundation that man can get upon tonight, brethren tonight, if you get on that foundation, you'll be able to stand, taking on the whole armor of God, being clothed with the breastplate of faith tonight, brethren. Taking on the helmet of salvation. Listen tonight, friend. Listen, girded about the path with truth tonight, and having your shoes shoon with the preparation of the gospel. Tonight, taking the shield of faith, whereby, brethren, that you might be able to war off all the fiery darts of the devil. We're in a war tonight, brethren. He's fighting on every hand tonight. I see him, his word in the governments of our land. I see him in my family tonight. I see him coming out to the church house tonight, brother. Paul said, I fear the grievous woe will creep among you after my departure. Brethren, they come to scatter the flock. They come to spy out your liberty. They come tonight, brethren, to seek and devour tonight. What is the devil tonight? Is he not like a roaring lion, going to and fro through the earth, seeking whom he may devour tonight? He's coming to devour whomsoever he will. How are you going to fight off this great lion? By nature, brethren, it's impossible to tame a lion by the beard and slay it tonight. It'll overcome you every night. Brother, but like Samson, by the power of God, brethren, I took the lion by the beard and the bad there in Slewood, brother. Listen tonight. I want you to know tonight, brother. Whatsoever you do, you must do in the name of Jesus. Don't go out to fight the battle without the armor on the night, brother. Listen. Above all, taking the word of God, brother. Listen. How you going to fight the battle with the word of God tonight, brother? We'll slay every lion that comes up against us tonight. We'll be able to overcome the wicked one, brother. Paul said they were antichrist even in these days, brother. The antichrist, what is an antichrist? It's one that is not of Christ tonight, brother. Brother, and they was going about, they was deceiving and being deceived. And what did Jesus warn us of, brother? He said in the last days, many deceivers would come, and they'd say, lo, here's the way, lo, there's the way. And he said, go not after them, for the ways thereof is dead. Brother, go not after the way of the wicked one. He has many inventions, brother, that he's made, brother Fred. But our Lord has only got one way, and it's a straight and up a narrow way. It's the narrow path of God, brother, and it's the foundation that no other man can lay. Brother, save that which is already laid, Jesus Christ and the apostle, and himself being the chief cornerstone. It's the stone that the builder rejected, brother. It's the stone, brother. They were standing on the day. They were fighting the battle by the sword of the Lord, brother. The word of the Lord, brother. We'll go out the battle, brother, like little David did against Goliath, brother. He went out that day when all the armies of Israel wouldn't fight against Goliath, brother. They was afraid of him. Why was they afraid of him, brother? Because according to nature, it's impossible to fight against the lion, brother. And Goliath stood head and shoulder above all of these men. They probably wasn't a man there. Could have carried the coat that he wore, brother. Listen, and he had a great armor on, brother. And he had a little vulnerable spot. Listen today, Brother Milburn preached about that little vulnerable spot right here. David, brother. His brethren said, why have you come down here to see the battle, to spy out this, what is going on? Listen what David said. Is there not a call, brother? Is there not a cause tonight why we've gathered out here at the little jewel church? Is there not a cause why the house ain't full tonight? Men's up and about their business, but are you up and about the Father's business tonight? I sometimes thank God how short I fall in life. I wonder sometimes why the Lord even blesses us, brother. But David brung a little bit of bread down to his brother. God's always providing for his own. And God, brother, has always made a way. And he's always give you something to fight with. That's the reason you got five defenses, brother, and only one offense. And you notice there's never nothing on the back, brother. We're always facing the battle, brother. We're never taking tail and running away. No, brother, pressing onward to the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus tonight, brother. We're not of them to draw back, but robbed them the believing of the saving of the soul. That's what we are tonight, brother. We're just soldiers of the Lord, just to fight in the battle alone, just moving onward, brother, just awaiting on the Lord to call, brother. I'm just standing against many a Goliath tonight, brother. How you gonna fight against him tonight? Brethren, little David went down to the brook, brother, and I gathered him five little smooth stones, brother, and put him in his little bag, brother, and went up to the king and said, I'll go fight against that great giant. I will overcome him. Why, you're just a runny of a man, just a little youth of a child, and he's a man of war tonight. King, you don't understand. I've got a God tonight. It's on my side. And time I was keeping the sheep, and a bear come out, and I took him and slew him, brother, and he slew the lion too, brother. Listen tonight, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be no different in my hand. Listen, brother. The king said, here's my armor, put it on you. Little David, too heavy, king. I'm not proved in. You can have a bang. I'll go out what the Lord has given me the fight with. That's what I'm telling you now, church. Whatever God has bid you to do, you can do it with that tool he's given you to work with. God has given me a little tool to work with. And by the grace of God, I'll be able to persevere, brother, until the end comes. The night, brother. And little David went down to the great giant, and he said to my dog, that you'll come out against me, just a rudy of a lad. I'll give your flesh to the beast of the field and the fowls of the air. Listen tonight. Listen what little David told him, Brother Keith. You come out against me with sword and spear, but I come out against you in the name of the Lord. That's what we got to do tonight. If you're going to overcome the giants of this world, if you're going to overcome the lions, let's go out in the name of the Lord. Let's fight the battle. Listen tonight, and he took a little smooth stone from his bag and put it in his sling and began the slinging. Brother, and can't you see how the Lord sent an angel, brother, and got him by the arm and began to turn the sling to its mark, brother, and brung the lion, the giant, bring every evil down before him. How are you going to bring him down with that one little stone, brethren? That one little smooth stone that the builder rejected. The same became the cornerstone tonight. If we're going to go out and fight the battle, let's take the stone, brethren. Stand on the stone, and the stone will be in you. Listen tonight. He said, I'll take that old stony heart out. I'll give you a heart of flesh that you'll be able to love your enemy. You'll be able to do good to them that despitefully uses you. You'll be able to persevere, brother, in this wicked world that I live in. Fear not, little churn. It is your Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom tonight. It's founded on the stone, brother. It is going to overcome every giant that ever comes against us. We're going to be able to stand, having our loins girded about with truth tonight. Take the truth, brother. It is the sword of the word of the Lord, brother. And it'll cut going and coming tonight. What did John say was in his mouth on the Isle of Patmos? It was as a sharp two-edged sword, brother. Flesh. listen tonight, brother. And the sword of the word of the Lord will be able to cut down the giants of the land that you face. There's nothing that you won't be able to come before you. And David killed the great giant. Took his own sword and took his head off. Took it back down to the king and said, look here, O king. In the hands of the words, in the hands of the Lord, there's nothing too great, brethren. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Brother Milburn quoted that here Sunday. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. So put your trust in the Lord tonight. For he that puts his trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion. Oh, brethren, what is Mount Zion, brethren? It used to be a city that sat on a hill over Jerusalem, brethren. It sat up on Mount Moriah, and they're right at the end of the point. Listen, Jerusalem. Listen, was the city of David. Listen tonight, Mount Zion, brethren. But we've not come unto Mount Zion. Or we've not come unto the hill that can be touched. Yeah. Or we've not come unto that mad Jerusalem over there. Why have we not come to that, brethren? Because Jesus told the little woman at the well, the true worshiper shall not go up to Jerusalem to worship him. They shall worship him in spirit and in truth, brethren. Listen the night, brethren. We've not come unto the mountain that can be touched.
No, that's good.
But we've come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the city of the living God, and into an innumerable company of angels, and the church of the firstborn. Who was the church of the firstborn? Brother, he done set her up, and he set her up on his own self, brother, and that we are his, we are part of that city, brother, of that new Jerusalem that come down from God out of heaven. That's the only kingdom that I ever found. And I know people don't like for me to preach this to them, brethren. But you can go back and read it for yourself. And you'll find the prophecy of the day that he was set up. In the days of these kings shall the Lord God of heaven set up a kingdom. And it shall not be left unto another. Listen to the name, brethren. And when he set it up, he set it upon himself. He told Peter, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He set it upon himself. He said, brethren, at Zion, and his son, the day that Jerusalem and Zion would become a solitude place, a quiet place, brethren. That kingdom, brethren, was taken out and put it from nature and put it into spiritual.
There you go.
He said at the end of the law, that God would come and deliver out of his kingdom
what? Everything
that offend and abound.
There you go.
Now, brethren, you got to get these in the right place. He wasn't talking about the end of the world.
No, sir.
Because in God's kingdom,
sir,
there is nothing unclean in it.
Amen.
He's not going to come and deliver out of that kingdom anything that offend and abound.
Nope.
The kingdom, brethren, was talking about the kingdom of heaven that was there when Jesus was here present with us, and the church come there before him to gather them together. That was where it come to an end, brethren, because from the book of Acts to the book of Revelation, the end of the book of Revelations, the kingdom of heaven was never mentioned again. It was always the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, brethren. Why did he talking about the kingdom of God? Because the kingdom of God cometh not by observation.
But why?
But the kingdom of God is within
you.
That's the reason, brethren, that it's set upon. He said he called, he said the kingdom of heaven's like a great net. It gathered all manner. But at the end of the law, God sent forth the angel, sent forth the angel and delivered out of his kingdom everything that offend and abound. You see, there's where the devil himself, brethren, when the church presented themselves, the devil presented himself also.
Yes, he did.
But I'm going to tell you tonight, in God's kingdom tonight, there is no devil sitting in it.
Amen.
He cannot see the kingdom. The Bible says, except you be born again, Except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom.
There you go.
Huh? This blind the world that cannot see it, Brother Greg.
Right.
In their wisdom, they knew not God.
Amen.
The Bible's made it very plain, brethren. In their wisdom, they knew not God. It's foolishness. Godly wisdom is foolishness unto man. That's the reason they want to do away with God, brethren. In every way you look, they're having summits and they're having meetings of this kind and called it a G, whatever, 20 the day they had. Well, I'm going to tell you, brethren, they're trying to find answers all in the wrong places. If they just come and find them a little preacher boy somewhere, could tell them, or a little child somewhere of God, could say, just look to the Lord. Just look to the Lord and humble yourself and pray. Now, we read that scripture talking about my people. I'll not hold you much longer. He said, my people, which is called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray, then would I hear from heaven. Then would I heal their land. I would forgive their sins, their iniquity, and I would heal their land. They want healing today. They're going to have to humble themselves. They're going to have to leave their ungodliness, brother. For every nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. And that hell there is not talking about the fire. He's talking about the suffering. Now the suffering, every nation that has ever forgot God and left God has been cast into suffering, brethren. What happened to the great kingdoms that's done what we are doing today? What happened to them, brethren? What happened to the Roman Empire that was so great that no army on the face of the earth could destroy it, Brother Greg? They fell because of perversion. Because of ungodliness, brethren. They fell from within. And I declare today, in every nation that forgets God will be brought down. And we ain't no different than any other nation. I want to tell you tonight, brother, we're living in perilous times. We're living, I don't know where you really think about the times and the ways and what's going on in this world. But it could get worse and worse. You know what the Bible says? I quote it, it's going to wax worse and worse until the Lord returns, brethren. I don't know when the Lord's going to return, and no other man does either. But he's got a day set. He's got a day set. But you might have to suffer a lot of things before that time comes, brethren. It's not if the wicked comes and takes you up, are you going to be able to stand when it comes in that day? Are you going to be able to stand if they say, I'll take your life if you confess Jesus Christ? Are you going to get up in the stand here and preach that Jesus Christ says that marrying another man is an abomination before God if they take you and put you in the prison? It's coming.
I believe that.
It's coming. I'm telling you, you better get on. You better take the whole armor of God. And you, Bill, if you're not, you're not going to be able to stand when you're tempted in that day. I don't know when that time's going to come. I don't know what's going to take place, Brother Fred. But I know one thing, that God will overcome. God will overcome, brethren. If you'll trust in the Lord, there's nothing too great for your God. Just put your trust in the Lord. And if they take your life, what have they done? They've just killed the flesh. And God says, fear not man that can destroy the body, but rather I say unto you, fear God, who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now, brethren, don't fear man. But the flesh cannot hardly keep from having fear. And what is fear, brethren? Huh? Torment. Torment, brethren. Fear is torment. Don't be afraid. Fear is torment, for God has not given you the spirit of fear, but he's given you the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. What kind of a sound mind, Brother Kenny, is he talking about? Right here, brother. You want to be able to fight the battle? Get the word in your mind and in your heart. That was the new covenant that God wrote unto us. In that day I'll take away the old covenant. I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel. Not as the old covenant. I'll write my laws in their hearts and in their minds. I will put them. If you've been born again tonight, you've got them in your heart. You've got them in your mind. And you need to study His word. This is His letter to you. This is His word to you to follow when you're tempted and tried, that you may be able to stand, taking the word of the Spirit, where you'll be able to stand. Brethren, you'll stand with that word because it will cut and subdue all other kingdoms. He said when that kingdom set up, it would break into all other kingdoms and consume them, brother. There's none can stand before the Lord, brethren. He is greater than all. And though when you get weak, just remember that your God is able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Sing, brother.